Welcome back to the Business News Hour. So grateful that you have clicked through again today to learn something. That's what we do each and every day on the Business News Hour. And with us is Brad Anderson. He is the man behind AARP Iowa. He is now a couple of months on the job, and this is another edition of talking about AARP and real possibilities for Iowans. Brad, welcome back.
Well, it's great to once again be on your show, Michael.
Thank you so much. And also with us is Don Corrigan. Don is a volunteer with AARP Iowa, and we're going to talk to him in just a minute about volunteering. Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. All right. Have you settled in yet?
I have. I feel like I'm hitting my stride.
You have been all over. I get to follow not only your Twitter stream, but also what's going on your website. And AARP Iowa is all over the state. And that's one of the things I think we want to highlight, is that this is not just a Des Moines thing, a Central Iowa thing. You guys are all over.
We are all over. And, you know, obviously a big part of our work is advocacy. And so state legislators, of course, are all over the state. And so we have people meeting on a regular basis with state legislators. But we also have events all over. You know, we have volunteering opportunities all over as well. So whether it's Des Moines, whether it's Cedar Rapids, Quad Cities, Council Bluffs, all over the state, we do try and be everywhere. We are a statewide organization.
And as a statewide organization, we tell people all the time when they ask us about AARP, you know, what is it all about? And we talk about advocacy. We talk about voter education. We talk about creating more livable communities, walkable communities, communities that are accessible and vibrant for people of every age, not just those over 55.
That's right. That's right. And really, you know, I think people don't realize that we have a small staff. And
yeah.
We are, you know, we're based in Des Moines, but we're kind of a lean and mean operation, and we have 370,000 members across the state. So think about that. We have a 5-person staff here in Des Moines, 370,000 members. And so how we do the bulk of our work is we rely on volunteers like Don and others across the community, because there is no way we could be all over the state in all these communities if it was just up to the 5-person staff. And so we are currently, this is September, we are in a volunteer recruitment mode.
I bet you
are. So we are out there looking for great people who want to volunteer for AARP. And, you know, if you're interested, you know, we encourage you to contact us via Facebook or online, and we will direct you on all the great opportunities that we have for volunteering.
We're going to get into that volunteer basis with Don in just a moment, but there's another thing that brought to mind AARP the other day. We were looking at employment, unemployment numbers, because this is a business news broadcast. So we're very intent on taking a look at workers and worker opportunities and things like that across the state of Iowa and the Midwest. And one of the things that I think AARP has done and is doing is regeneration of individuals, perhaps that are members of AARP, that might be interested in returning to the workforce.
That's a big part of our work, yeah. And so we do upskilling. And so if you've got a career right now and you're 50, 55, 60, and you kind of want to start over again and do something new, we provide opportunities to educate you and kind of give you the training that you need to go on to that next career. We provide a lot of IT and technical support. So if you're a person that really doesn't know how to use a computer, for example, you're not really good at social media, but you're kind of interested in learning because maybe it'll give you that next career path, we can help you with that. And so, again, there are just so many opportunities that we have. But I cannot stress enough, Michael, that it would not be possible without the volunteer base that we have across the state.
Absolutely. All right, let's turn our attention to Don Corrigan. Don is a volunteer with AARP Iowa. How long have you been doing this, Don?
Oh, I've been volunteering since 2004 with AARP.
Wow, you're a veteran.
Yeah.
What was your life like before you volunteered for AARP Iowa? What were you doing?
Well, I worked for the city of Des Moines for a number of years as a relocation administrator, and then I left the city of Des Moines and went into the consulting business.
Good.
And then I found time on my hands and started volunteering for various people, and AARP was one of them.
Yeah, and what kinds of things as a volunteer do you do, Don?
For AARP, I do advocacy, which means I talk to my state legislator. I go talk to Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley's office every so often. I work a booth at the state fair. I've helped with our Build a Better Block,
which mm-hmm.
was between East
That was amazing.
East 60. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we covered that story, and that was absolutely amazing. The Better Block crew came in here and just really put a new face on that area.
And it made it a fun area.
Yes.
A safe and a fun area, which is a big thing for people my age. You know, you can walk in that area now. You know, when I worked downtown 25 years ago.
Forget about it.
Yeah. You didn't dare walk up East Grand or park on East Grand because everything was zooming towards the downtown area.
Now, you had a professional role with the city of Des Moines. You also had a professional role as an individual who was a consultant. How were those things able to assist you in volunteering for Iowa's AARP?
Well, part of it's just being around people
yeah.
and talking to people. That's the big thing. And I'm not a social butterfly by any means, but getting out and about and talking to people helps you. And, I mean, it keeps you active. It keeps your mind active, which we need to do at this age. And
anybody that's not afraid to wear a Real Men Love Cats T-shirt is got to be okay.
Yeah, you know, I was a relocation administrator for the city of Des Moines, so I did catch some flack every so often.
No, I can't imagine that.
Yeah,
get so. What does a relocation officer do?
We move the people when the city buys properties through eminent domain.
Oh, so, how nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine you had your share of conversation.
Yes.
Yes, to put it mildly. His name is Don Corrigan, ladies and gentlemen. He is a volunteer with AARP Iowa. What would you tell people who may not have that professional experience, but yet are sitting there going, you know, I can do something more for my community, whether it's Dubuque or Cedar Rapids or Des Moines or Council Bluffs or Minneapolis, Minnesota, for crying out loud. What would you tell them about this opportunity?
Well, a lot of our volunteers don't come up from a professional background. A lot of them were homemakers, teachers. Well, teachers are professional, but a lot of them came from various backgrounds and, you know, they want something to do now. And like I said, I started working for food and T-shirts, and a lot of people do that. And it's just a way to get out and about with people, talk to people. It's just fun. Some of the things we do are like the booth at the fair or a booth at Latino Fest or something like that. Anybody can do that.
Absolutely. And just have the opportunity to meet so many different people. You know, one of the things that I think is so telling about our business world, our society right now, is there are so many people who are in that baby boomer category. Aging today in 2018 is vastly different than what it was in 1968, mm-hmm. for example. I'm old enough that I remember that. So, but people are still extremely vibrant post-retirement and oftentimes sitting around going, yeah, there's maybe something more that I can be a part of.
Correct. I mean, anybody can do some of the things I've been doing. It's just kind of fun. It's fun to get out and about again, just to be around people again.
Yeah.
I think that keeps your mind active, that keeps you walking, that keeps you doing things. We give out free ice cream, which, you know, everybody loves free ice cream and donuts, you know. So there's nothing to that. You get, you know, just hand out little tickets for donuts. I mean, that's all there is to it.
I think the ways that people can volunteer, I mean, you do advocacy at the State House. Maybe somebody's not comfortable doing that, but heavens, you can always hand out ice cream or, you know, talk to people about the importance of getting out and voting, for example. Those are things that, gee whiz, anybody could do.
Right.
Yeah. His name is Don Corrigan, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of the many volunteers, 370,000 members with AARP Iowa. Somebody has got to put rubber on the road other than the five people who are paid staff at the Des Moines office. Thanks for visiting with us about this. Good stuff. Brad, I want to turn that back to you now. How do people best get involved and get in touch with you? Again, you got five people in your office here. How do they start that ball rolling to get involved?
Well, there are a number of ways. We have two events coming up that I encourage anyone who is interested in volunteering to check out. They're called Sip Sample Serve events. And so we offer a free cocktail for anyone who wants to take us up on that. But we also offer all of the menu that we have for volunteering opportunities. And so, like I said, advocacy, driver safety, tax aid, fraud watch, livable communities, whatever your interest is. Or like Don was saying, if you just want to pass out free ice cream and make people feel good, we want you to help us out too. So Tuesday, September 25th in Des Moines at the Botanical Center from 5:30 to 7:30 is one of our events. So again, these are SIP Sample Serve volunteer opportunity events. And so you get to come check out what opportunities we have. Tuesday, September 25th, Des Moines Botanical Center. Thursday, September 27th, in Cedar Rapids at the Czech Museum. Both events are from 5:30 to 7:30. And we'll have plenty of people plenty of volunteers who have worked with us for a long time. They're able to, you know, kind of assess people. What are your interests? Well, here would be a good fit for you. Like Don was saying, you know, we have... The nice thing about ARP is we have a lot of professional folks, and Don being one of them. For tax aid, for example, we have 137 tax aid volunteers across the state. We have 19 ARP locations, and ARP volunteers, so these 137 people, have filed more than 11,000 tax returns, helping 15,000 older Iowans, individuals, and families. And so 11,000 tax returns were filed by 137 ARP volunteers, and it's all free.
Yeah, I was going to say, and there's no charge for that.
This is how you make a difference in your community.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it has a big impact on people that can't afford tax services, are just kind of overwhelmed by the whole process. We help you through it. And it's all free. And if you're looking for something to do, it's actually, you know, IRS regulated, the service that we offer. So we get you trained. And you know, you can get out there and, like Don was saying, you get to meet great people. You get to be social, but you also get to have a big impact in your community.
And that one impact, just tax service, that's just one.
That's just one. Yeah. I mean, we have a fraud watch program, and this is probably one of our most popular programs that we offer. And this is a program where we do fraud watch presentations all over the state. So we'll, you know, whether it's a community center in Des Moines, it's a church in Davenport, and we need people who are social and who can present publicly to join our team and become a fraud watch presenter. And so, for example, I mean, we just had a survey come out, and we're releasing it today, in fact, on Iowa Fraud Watch, and we found more than half of adults have used the same password for more than one online account. So 55% of adults have used the same password for more than one online account. You know that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, in this day and age, you just can't do that. Only 4 in 10 have responded to having online access to all their bank accounts. And this one really surprised me. So a little less than half of adults, 45%, reported they have experienced fraudulent charges on their credit or debit card, yet very few, only 14%, have ordered a security freeze on their credit report. These are things that cannot happen in this day and age, especially if you're 50 plus, and these are things that you learn in our Fraud Watch presentations to go home, kind of get that freeze on your credit report, get that online access to your bank account. And this is, again, the service you offer. And if you can help one person avoid identity theft in your community, you've done a pretty good service.
And how valuable is that, especially if individuals are living on a fixed income, and somebody swipes their identity and clears the bank account?
That's right.
That's right.
You're gone. And it is really tough to recover from that. And so... as I mentioned, if you were a teacher, for example, and you're comfortable in front of a group, our audience, if you're a middle school teacher especially, you can handle anything, right?
Yeah.
And so
if you're a parent, you can handle almost anything.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a parent, and so you know, if you're comfortable in front of a group, and protecting people in your community is something that you're passionate about, or you just feel like, you know, I'm pretty good at giving presentations, I can help ARP out with their Fraud Watch program, please, please get in touch with us. ARP.org/volunteer. You can message us on Facebook. You can give us a call. Anyway, we are actively seeking volunteers, and this month of September especially is where we're trying to get really those people who not only can help us man a booth, but really dig in and become kind of a regular volunteer for AARP.
And a contributing member to goodness all across the state. That is Brad Anderson. He is AARP Iowa. We've also talked with Don Corrigan, talking about mostly volunteering for AARP Iowa. We will have, by the way, up on the radio blog, all of those links. So if you are listening right now to News Talk 1540 KXEL, and you're driving along, you say, hey, what was all that stuff about AARP? Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and all that information will be right there. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Don.
Thank you.
So do you have cats? I got to ask.
Used to have.
Oh, used to have cats. All right. We will have a picture, by the way, of Don and his Real Men Love Cats up on the radio blog as well. All right. More to come on the Business News Hour.